and all the, I suppose you'd be just trying to be creative and stuff. But with this one, it was a very simple video, and it was certainly by design. I just said to the guys, listen, I just want the lyric to be, you know, showcased. So let's not overthink it and not overcomplicate it. It's just
make it simple, yeah. And then let the song do the work.
Yeah,
you're wrapping up the year. You're heading down to Tasmania next week.
Mm.
Final shows.
Last three shows for the year, and Tassie's been huge this year. So this is my second trip down to Tassie. I did three the first time and three this time, and six brand new places that I haven't played before. Usually, over the years, I would have done Launceston and Hobart, done the two casinos down there. This year, we've sort of, as you know, we've gone off the grid, pub, mm-hmm. and Jed has just been playing all these little places, new little venues, and off the beaten track.
Oh,
you know?
Wow. They're the best sometimes, aren't they?
Absolutely, mate, yeah. And, in a tiny little place like Tassie, we're playing six different new little places, so it's great.
You would have had a bit of inside contact with those Wolf Brothers, though, as well. They would have probably led you astray with a couple of little contact down in your venues down that way.
They did, actually, yeah. And so they obviously they know a lot of people down there, so a couple of them was people that they knew said, oh, try this guy, you know. So we gave them a call, and it's been fantastic.
Now, the other thing, just quickly, because we're running with, it's just on 7 o'clock, mm-hmm. and I would never be late.
No.
Never be late whatsoever. Never. No. Look, your two of your protégés, Matt Cornell and Mike Carr, I've got to give a quick plug.
Yeah.
Good new single, good new album coming out to look out for. And I started the show with this morning.
Oh, how good is it? How good are those guys? I mean, as you know, these two guys they're more than friends. They're like my brothers, you know. And we're like a little band of brothers. We just all help each other out. These guys that, you know, I was really excited when they said we're gonna do something, you know, together. We're gonna go to the studio and record, because you got two guys with massive hearts, super talented. And I think the whole Cornell and Carr thing that's just kicked off could end up being pretty big.
I think so too. I think there you go. Jed agrees as well. So, but listen, on that note, get out there and do that garage sale. Go and find a bargain. Put the coffee on. Put the coffee on. Okay.
Yeah, I'm looking for tools.
Okay. All right. You never know what you're going to find in a garage sale. All right. Listen, on that note, I'll love and leave you. Thank you very much for doing this, and we'll talk soon.
Pleasure. It was great to see you at the nominations the other night.
It was. Okay, yeah. Take care. Look after yourself.
See you.
Thanks.
See you,
bye-bye.
Guys.
That's care, Adam Brand, and this is he with his new song, If Heaven Has a Set. Listen to this. He does this so well. I love the clip to this. I love this song. Take a listen.
Got my black suit, sunglasses. You always hated traffic. Looks like you're hitting all the green lights now. CD, press play. Ain't exactly amazing grace, but I think it's what you'd want to hear right now. It'll never get old, but I want you to know I'm gonna wear it out. If heaven has a soundtrack, hope they play it for you. Riding down streets of gold in a pink Cadillac with the top down. Your favorite songs going round and round. Life forever young, summer night playlist. If heaven has a soundtrack, I hope it goes something like this. Na 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 na. Track one, only the good die young. I wish that song didn't have to be about you. Track two, Beach Boys, oh what a beautiful noise. God only knows what I'd be without you. If heaven has a Mama tried glory days, and you can't always get what you want. If heaven has a soundtrack, hope they play it for you. Riding down streets of gold in a pink Cadillac with the top down on it.
Oh, gee. It's been a great morning, Jim. Thank you very much. So you can say goodbye to everybody.
Oh, goodbye, everybody.
Thanks for having me.
It's been too long between drinks,
well,
Barb.
Well, between drinks. I'm going to say good morning to Natalie, too. Anna and Bob, their lovely little granddaughter, apparently we have a new listener listening in.
Oh.
And she's a munchkin. Look at this. Is she not just gorgeous? The cutest little thing.
Oh, yeah, wow.
They're cute things.
You're not allowed to eat them. That's illegal.
No, they're gorgeous. My little nephew, my youngest one of our 10, turns 7 tomorrow. Oh. On Monday, I should say.
Oh.
We're growing up way too fast.
Yeah, well, I get to go up to Sunshine Coast and see my little grandbabies after Christmas.
Oh, there you go. Good stuff. All right. If Seven Heaven has a soundtrack, the Nightingale Next Door is definitely going to be part of that.
Oh, will you stop it now?
Good morning, Jess.
Good morning, Barbara.
Look at
How
that.
Are you?
Just on
Good
7
morning, o'clock. Everybody. How are we? Just on 7.
Just on 7.
Just on 7. Do you know what I've been doing this morning, Bob?
What have you been doing?
It's the 1st of December this morning. It's the first day of summer. Not too happy about that, but that's okay. I share an office with our promotions and sponsorship manager, Kat,
mm-hmm.
and I wasn't allowed to decorate her side of the office until December 1st. So I have spent the last 20 minutes up in my office throwing tinsel all over her desk.
So that's where you've been.
Yeah, I've got glitter and tinsel everywhere. I've had my desk decorated for weeks. I've got stockings up and tinsel everywhere.
It doesn't happen until after next Sunday.
Yeah, okay. Not in my house. But yeah, she said, no, not until December 1st. And so that's what I've been doing this morning.
There you go. That's where she was sneaking off with, you see?
I've had all these things, you know, put aside for weeks, waiting for the day. And I said, I bought Tess Connery, our regular breakfast host. She's also in our office.
Mm.
So they've got advent calendars sitting on their desks. Do you know how hard it was to find an advent calendar yesterday, Bob?
I did that with the kids a couple of weeks back.
Oh, you were smarter for buying it a few weeks ago. I trepsed to 4 different Woolworths yesterday looking for damn advent calendars. Do you think I could find one that wasn't Peppa Pig?
No.
All that was available was Peppa Pig, and then no Cadbury, no Kinder, no nothing grown up left.
That's
all we had, Peppa Pig. You got selfies happening in there this morning. It's all going. It's all the go this morning. You got exciting stuff happening.
You know how you want to do your Christmas stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Take a listen to this. See this sounds familiar. Okay?
Australia time, remember all the family Christmas tree
made
of pine, lights and tinsel all entwined. Put a fairy on the top, there's Gran and Pa and Joan and Pop. Ham and turkeys organised, won't the grandkids be surprised when Santa comes in big black boots in the back of Jacko's ute.
Oh,
it's December in Australia, time to remember all the family. Gather round for a photo.
Hang on, Les. Get everyone in the picture.
Oh, no way.
Oh, look, here he is. Come on, Dad.
I love it.
Say cheese.
Cheese. Oh, no, Mark's missing out.
That'll be right.
Christmas in Australia.
Oh, I love it.
JJW.
I love it. Oh, that's so fun. I've been listening to carols all week.
There you go.
I love the going to the shops.
We're going
to
do the Aussie Christmas carols.
I love it.
What's on the show? Quickly.
Really good question this morning. We're going to be talking, we're bringing back our Pet of the Week segment.
Did she invite you?
No, it's rescue pets. He doesn't need to be adopted.
He's been adopted. He's been rescued. I don't know.
No, sometimes he's got that RSPCA face going. I tell you what. We've got lots happening this morning. We best get on it.
Go.
All right.
See ya.
Bye.
Ciao.
SER Weekend Breakfast with Jess Clayman.
Morning. Happy Saturday. Oh, welcome to Weekend Brekkie here on 2SER 107.3. Jess Clayman here. I'll be with you until 10 with a whole bunch of great stories, ideas and music for your Saturday morning. Barb will be back next week as well, 7 a.m. for all kinds of country on your Saturday. We're going to talk about Pet of the Week. We'll be talking about events. We've got so much happening this morning. Kicking it off with a track from Nena Cherry. This one, it's called Natural Skin Deep. Now, if you love this track, I want you to get excited. Nena, she is coming out in just over a month's time for Sydney Festival. So exciting. So cool. Play your track from her album, Broken Politics. Morning.
Soak up some Sydney sounds with Record Fair Live.
Listen to live bands performing upstairs at Waywood's after the Newtown Record Fair.
On December 1st, experience the raw honesty and talent of blues rocker Steve Smyth.
Come down to the Bank Hotel Newtown and support live and local music in Sydney.
Doors open at Waywards at 4 p.m.
2SER is a proud partner of Record Fair Live.
Amazing talent.
Live radio broadcasts.
Fantastic events.
You're on 2SER.
From We Dynamic. That one is called Losing Tooth Morning. Jess here on Weekend Breakfast on 2SER 107.3. Let's take a look at those roads around Sydney. For anyone who is out and about this morning, we got some wires down Dundas, Kissing Point Road near Park Road. Eastbound traffic affected there. Some emergency roadworks in Ryde, Langcove Road, that's just past Blaxland Road. A burst water main has one of the northbound lanes closed. Other than that, we are not looking too bad this morning. There were some delays over the bridge this morning. A few road lanes closed. I can't see that on my list though, right? Now, so it looks like it might have cleared up. I'll keep an eye on it. Maybe just give yourself a little extra time if you're heading into the city this morning. It's coming up on 20 minutes past 7. Up next, we're taking a look at the Twitter sphere, making sure we're nice and caught up on what is going on around the world. Track for you from Candy now, though, this one. It's called Destroy My Body. Morning.
Discontent with every day.
Sydney's outdoor bed cinema is back. This summer at the Entertainment Quarter Moore Park, watch a movie in bed under the stars, sip on a glass of wine and get food delivered straight to your bed by Fratelli Fresh or the Bavarian. Yes, you can dine in bed. Snuggle up and enjoy the latest blockbusters like A Star Is Born and classic movies like Love Actually. Forget the usual boring dinner date and take your partner straight to bed this summer. Book a bed at movieinbed.com. Sponsors of 2SER.
Let's continue on with the music.
Wind up the volume.
Let's dance.
You're on 107.3. This is 2SER.
Josephine Foster there. Off her 2018 album, Faithful Fairy Harmony, that one, it is called Challenger Morning, 27 minutes past 7. You're tuned into Weekend Brekkie on 2SER 107.3. Time now to take a look at what is trending in the Twitter sphere. Make sure we are nice and caught up on what is going on around the world before we jump into our Saturday. So much happening in the Twitter sphere this morning. First tidbit I want to talk about, Alaska trending worldwide after a 7.0 magnitude earthquake hit a town called Anchorage. coverage. There were early reports of a tsunami warning, which has now been cancelled. Huge, huge amounts of damage all around the town. Roads have been completely uprooted. The pictures are quite astonishing to see. Philip Rucker has said, awful news about the earthquake in Anchorage. Alaska is America's most majestic state, and the people there are kind, hardworking, and in my experience, very welcoming to visiting journalists. Lee Goldberg has said, earthquakes are common in Alaska, but this is the biggest one in a very long time. The strength is comparable to the devastating 1989 Northern California quake. And April, she simply said, stay safe, all my turtle friends and their families in Alaska. If you do have time this morning, jump online, check out those pictures. They are something to see. Huge devastation in Alaska this morning. Next Twitter tidbit to chat about, hashtag River City Rumble, trending here in Australia. After Jeff Horn, Anthony Mundine went head-to-head in a boxing match. It didn't last very long, though. It lasted less than 2 minutes. Jeff Horn knocking out Anthony Mundine, that's his name. People very surprised, I guess, by just how short the fight was. There's a lot of hype around this one. The Wide World of Sports has said, that was quick. Hashtag Horn Mundine. Scott Owen tweeted, you couldn't even give me one lousy round, Mundine. A little Simpsons reference there for anyone out there listening. And Bryce Parker, he said, just watched the 96 seconds of the River City Rumble. Predictable result. Mundine looked about as good as I do in the ring. Horn got what he wanted, a cash grab and a confidence booster. Bigger fish to fry for him. Interesting to see what's next and at what weight. Now, my last Twitter tidbit this morning, I'm really excited about. I know that I'm one of the very few people out there who actually likes the Kardashians. Not the very few. They're very, very popular, and for a good reason, in my opinion. A lot of people don't like them. I keep up with the Kardashians every week. Now, this is a bit of pop culture for your Saturday morning. If you're heading out today, meeting with some young people, this is what they're all going to be talking about. Anyone under the age of like 19 will be dying about this all day. So Ariana Grande, she's a pop singer who has really hit the headlines this year for a lot of different reasons. She was engaged to Pete Davidson from SNL. They broke up. She was the singer whose concert in Manchester was attacked by terrorists. It's really, really sad. She's got a new song out. It's called Thank You Next. It's been playing on kind of the top 40 charts for a week or so now, and she's just released the video for this song. It's been really highly anticipated. It spoofs a lot of great, like, early 2000s rom-commy, poppy, pop culture-y movies like Legally Blonde and Bring It On and Mean Girls and Suddenly 30. All these films that kind of people who were born in the mid to late 90s grew up watching. So she spoofs all these movies throughout the video, and it's fantastic, might I add. But what everyone is talking about, this is currently trending in Australia. I'm pretty sure it's trending worldwide right now. Kris Jenner has made an appearance in this video. Kris Jenner, the mother of the Kardashian Jenner clan. She's popped up playing the mother from Mean Girls in the audience when they're doing their really famous Santa dance in the pink jumpsuit with a little video camera. And it's amazing. Brittany's tweeted, Kris Jenner is Regina George's mum in Thank You Next video. Iconic. Zooey has said the role Kris Jenner was born to play, Kim walked so that Kris could dance. And Jordan Dow has tweeted, Kris Jenner has to be my favourite thing about the Thank You Next video. What an icon. Got to agree. She's fantastic. The whole video is like a real nostalgia thing. Again, if you want to be up on pop culture, if you want to kind of get your head around what's happening on the top 40 Twitter sphere-y, teeny boppy millennial scene, this is what they're going to be talking about today. Kris Jenner in the Ariana Grande Thank You Next video. I know I'm a little bit too obsessed with it, and I know I love the Kardashians a little bit too much to proudly admit, but I love the Kardashians. I think they're fantastic. The Kardashian-Jenner clan. My mum wants to be Kris Jenner. That's her goal in life. She's like, I want to be Kris Jenner. And I'm like, go you, mum. I want you to be Kris Jenner too. If you've got anything to say on any of those Twitter tidbits, we'd love to hear from you. We're at 2SCR. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. It's 32 past 7. Track for you from Magic Potion. This one off the album Endless Graffiti. It's called See What Happens. Morning.
Explore your city. What's On Sydney has got you covered. Discover what's happening near you. From music to markets, food to festivals, art to artifacts, there's something for everyone. City of Sydney sponsors 2SER 107.3.
Enjoy what you're hearing? Help us to keep it coming. 2SER is supporter funded. We rely on your generosity to continue producing the independent stories, ideas, and music you love. You can support us at any time by heading online to 2ser.com/support. Thanks for being part of the 2SER community.
Raiko Jazz. It's called Bina Chandra. It's off the album Danos Avec La Raiko Jazz. Good morning. 20 minutes past. Oh, 20 minutes to 8. There we go. Jess Clayman here for Weekend Brekkie on 2SER 107.3. It's going to be a beautiful day here in Sydney today for our first day of summer. We've got tops of 25 in the city, 31 out west, cloud clearing, no chance of rain. UV index, it's going to reach 11. Ladies and gentlemen, that is extreme. You need to slip, slop and slap if you are heading out the door today. Tomorrow, we've got tops of 35 in the city. It's going to become windy. It'll be sunny. UV index, again, is going to reach 11. Goodness me, what a start to summer. I have been delighted at how cool it has been this last month, and I thought, I feel like December's going to change it all, so we're going to have a really hot day tomorrow. Then it might cool down again. We're going to get to a low of, you know, 22 on Wednesday, and it'll pick back up. Let's see if it stays sunny for Christmas. It's rained the last couple of Christmases, which has been a little bit disappointing, but maybe we'll get a dry and sunny Christmas this year. We'll have to wait and see. The countdown, it's officially on. We have 24 days until Christmas. I, for one, I'm very excited. I love Christmas. I love it so much. It's my favorite, favorite time of the year. I'm that person that actually enjoys Christmas carols in shopping centres. I'm the person that enjoys the madness of the shopping centres as well, because I love buying gifts and I love the flurry of it all. Mind you, I've done all of my Christmas shopping. I have like three things to get, and most of them, or two of them, will be bought online. I had the funniest experience yesterday. I don't know if you've ever done this, because buying things online, I'm quite new to. I've always been a little bit nervous to do it. I get, you know, things there here and there, but I've never done a proper Christmas big online, get lots of things kind of situation. And I bought, now see if my aunt's out there listening, Ruth, if you're listening, you need to turn your radio off right now, because this Christmas gift is for you. I'm going to give you an opportunity now. Turn your radio off. Thank you. Now, I bought my aunt a tennis ball pick-up or a tube that she wanted, and I thought, fantastic, I'll get her this wonderful gift and it'll be great. And I ordered it online, and so I thought it would be a tube that you use to pick up tennis balls that might be the size of a tube you buy tennis balls in, you know, kind of 25 centimeter, little round situation. And that's kind of what I thought I had purchased. Not the case. Yesterday, delivered to my house by DHL, was a PVC pipe that must stand a meter and a half tall and probably 10 centimeters, no, maybe 7 centimeters in diameter. I could not believe it's this fluorescent yellow PVC pipe. I thought, how on earth does this pick up tennis balls? How on earth is this a useful piece of equipment? But it's got two little